Toby Mac featuring Mr. Talkbox. Feel it.
Love it.
It's Fish Family Solutions, our team of marriage and family therapists. Each Wednesday morning around this time, we're talking with Lori Kroger. Help, Lori. My kids get very stressed during the holidays due to family obligations. My parents and my husband's parents both want us to come over for Christmas morning. We'd like to have our own little Christmas. What should we do?
Well, this is a really common scenario that happens with families. And so the first thing is that, you know, usually what parents want to do is they want to create a cherished memory with their children. And at the same time, make it fun and relaxed. That's difficult to do when you have family obligations.
Yeah.
So first, you know, both of the parents need to think about what is a ritual that they would like to kind of establish in their family as far as the birthday of Jesus and bringing focus to the reason for the season. We can get so busy with family obligations that we forget why we're doing all of this.
Yes.
So it's important for parents to set a specific but mildly flexible plan for what they're going to do on Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. And then we have the expectations of the grandparents. Well, of course, we want them to feel loved and appreciated, too.
Yeah.
We want to give plenty of advance notice to the grandparents as far as what's going to happen if there's going to be a change, if you've kind of run back and forth in the past. Rather than telling them, we decided really to use the spouse's name as well, like Kim and I decided or Mike and I decided that we needed to change some things this year, and then state the problem that the children are experiencing. And at the same time, letting the grandparents know that it means so much to you that they'd like to have you there for Christmas morning. But we're trying to really help the kids because they get so stressed. So we're looking at our options for this year. Make sure that the conversation is happening before the grandparents have made plans.
Right.
And then ask them, would you like us to come for Christmas brunch or Christmas dinner and open gifts then? And then decide on a reasonable amount of time to be spent at each home so grandma and grandpa can feel loved and appreciated. We want to take the rush out of it. And then the other thing that we want to add in for the children, it's time that they can kind of have some downtime to rest and recover from all of the fun and excitement. So that might be a good time, too, in the middle of the day to go home for an hour or two, maybe talk about what Christmas is really about. If you haven't done that at another time, say in the morning or on Christmas Eve.
I love that. And I love how you talk about making each person know how valued they are, because I think so many times we just get frustrated and say, well, we're going to do it our way.
Well, that's right. And expressing love and appreciation, you know, sometimes that's missed. If you try to get everyone together at one house because there's an imbalance there.
Yeah.
So it would be great to spend dedicated time with each family of origin, letting them know how important they are. And the goal of that is to have them feel loved rather than anyone feeling unloved on Christmas.
Awesome. Thank you, Lori Kroger. Great suggestions on how to deal with that situation. ValleyPsych.com or LoriKroger.com. What she's really saying is just express the problem, express your needs, and communicate the value of each individual, which I think we don't do a lot of times. We just don't do that. And so that gets missed. And then you got lots of hurt feelings. So really good stuff. Thank you for that. 8:45. What's going on with the commute? Charlie's got to check on it from the Big Mountain Heating, Air, and Solar Traffic Center.